get an autograph from Refrigerator Perry in the Norwich booth at ProCuts Football All the Way, September 11th at the Arlington Convention Center. Brought to you by Norwich, Autoflex Leasing, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
7:23 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is Guys Night Out at Cape Buffalo. And we're in the middle of our Ticket Olympics. We have had the scavenger hunt. We've had the IQ versus cup size competition. I believe both have been won by Bad Radio. Either Team Musers or Hardlines in last place, which is typical.
Yeah, I figured.
And we've got to do something about somewhere this. In the way there.
I know. I don't want to get
the next segment,
place.
Man. We've got to do something about this.
You know what I say, Ron? Cheat.
We still have the Pie Munch coming up, but right now
we will not be defeated on the Pie Munch.
We can't be.
No.
I would think you'd have an advantage here in the Give It To Me Lance Make. Dance. Now, here to tell us about the Give It To Me Lance Dance is Cobra.
Well, I don't know exactly what to tell you about the dance itself. I can tell you about the song.
It's an interpretive dance.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Whatever that means.
The
song is about Lance Nix. It's what he prefers to hear when
and
he
I
comes
need a frozen
to play.
Boy, I need a beer.
With.
I really need a Miller Lite.
And so these guys have
really
to show what they believe the song is all about. That's what I'm feeling.
Right.
You have to interpret the dance the way you feel it is, but I know what it means personally. So whoever can interpret
it
in that manner.
Well, then should be the judge?
I should be the final say, yes.
We're all judges.
Okay, it's Big Dick, Grego, right. Ryan's. Myself, Giorgio, and are you judging or not, Corby?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Why is Big Dick here? We don't need him for this.
Well, he's on the list.
No, he's not.
I do the... Frito forgot that I worked here when he made out the schedule.
Oh, he
I'm
did?
Not on it at all.
Oh. All right, well, you and Corby can vote together.
Well, you get pushed around.
Our first
You're
contestant representing Bad Radio and wearing the yellow shirt is Anthony Martinez. So if you could play the Give It To Me Lance music, let's see Anthony's fine work here. Crank it up.
You don't have a lot of time there, big man.
He's doing pretty much a...
I really need a Miller Lite.
All right, you're losing.
Oh, gosh, he's grinding now. That's so disgusting.
Okay.
Everybody's terribly overwhelmed.
Okay, are we supposed
girls?
To? We supposed to grade him now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me.
What is the? Is it 1 through 5?
1 through 10.
1 through 10.
10 being the best.
Yes.
Yep. Scores, please. Ryan, what are you giving? Oh, Ryan gave
him
a minus 10.
Oh,
gosh.
What are you giving, George?
I gave him a 2.
I gave him a 0.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you suck, dude.
I gave him a 3. I was generous.
Hammer. Do you realize how much you let down the Mexican community with that dance?
So minus 10.
A 2.
A 2.
I don't think he'll get
three,
he's still a
I
minus
a
0.
Something. He's a minus 5.
Wow. He should be.
All
In
right.
fact, he should be forcibly removed from this place.
Up next, representing Team Dunham and Miller, also known as the Musers, is Jeff. Yes.
Yay. Go, soul brother, go.
Now, Jeff is wearing red.
Oh,
he happens
props.
To be, oh, my gosh.
He's facing the
he's
crowd.
He's pelvic thrusting with something on his crotch. He just did a kick. Very gay, but, uh-oh, he's using
swatting.
The horse whip.
He's swatting the girl like there's some sort of animal sex going on.
Oh, the worm. The worm
the
is
worm.
Broken out.
Oh, dear.
Look at that. He's moving from side to side. He's got his hat backwards.
You know what? You know what, Georgie? You know what?
Yeah.
You know what? For a black guy, he's got no rhythm.
Oh, no. He's got something.
I don't know.
Yes, he does.
Whoa, he spiked his tiara.
Yeah. That may deduct points. It may add. We'll see.
Richard, let's start with you this time.
I gave him a 7.
Excellent. Grego, we'll move to you.
I liked it.
In honor of the great Babe Ruth, I gave him a 3.
Whoa. Okay.
Giorgio?
Well, because I'm down, I gave him a 9.
Wow. Oh, Giorgio.
Yeah.
That's his guy. See, that's bias. That's crap.
No, he knows how to dance.
Does he?
That is his guy.
Yeah.
That should be thrown out.
Wait till our guy gets up there, Ryan.
Ryan, what do you give him?
I gave him a 1.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, he's got some moves, but this is supposed to be interpretive dance, and I didn't see much interpretation of that song going on.
Did you see him doing the whip thing?
I don't think that guy has the slightest clue as to what the spirit of the song is about.
You know yes, he does, too.
That's very appropriate that he was doing the whip, because that was
that
a whip.
That was a whip. All right. So that's Jeff from Team Dunham and Miller. From the whack, please welcome Big Sexy.
Yeah.
Now he has blood trickling out of his mouth, so... He's already... Okay, it's...
Crank it up.
Get the music going.
Get it.
He's taking off his jacket. He's taking off his sweats.
He's
in boxers.
Yeah.
And he is grinding and shooting guns, almost like Butch Johnson.
He's doing the Reiner dance.
Oh, now it's a full Butch Johnson. Yeah.
He has blood everywhere. Look how huge he is.
He's pushing his hands, and he is a rather large man. That is really gross. Wow.
Look at the facial expression.
Facial expressions with hands behind. Oh!
He
squirted blood all over Frito!
Oh, my God.
All over Frito!
It's like a Kiss concert.
Oh, he's doing the devil signs. Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry. Big points for the finale.
Frito. Leave it to the whack to come up with something crazy like that.
Hope this washes out.
Scores, please, Rhines.
I gave him a 3. that was a very strong finish. The finish was impressive, but it was his whole routine and his whole dance was based too much on my own. 3. No originality.
Yeah, it was just too gross. I gave him a -2.
Oh, come on.
Way too much blood.
You gave your guy a 9.
He could dance. That was disgusting. He spit on Frito.
That was genius.
And Frito and I are friends.
Rago, what'd you give him?
In the honor of the great Lou Gehrig, I gave him a 4.
Oh. Richard?
Well, I'll tell you what. I did have a 9 here, but I'm going to change that to a 10.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry.
He spit blood.
It was disgusting.
Right.
He spit blood. It was genius.
It was genius.
That's your guy, too.
Well, I know. I was trying to be objective, but it was a genius finish.
And he is apologizing to Frito right now. So.
There's blood everywhere.
Yeah. Is that blood?
It is blood.
Go wipe off your teeth,
God,
dude.
That's gross. That's just too gross. All right, and our final contestant in the Give It To Me Lance interpretive dance.
I give him a 10.
Hang on a minute.
I give him a 10.
From right Team now. Hardline, it's Danny.
I give him a 10.
Now Danny's got a windbreaker
on. Mike, do you need to explain anything?
Hold on. This needs a little explanation here.
Oh.
You'll recall that back in spring training, one day we...
Four.
Year of our Lord.
One day we were riding, and I told everybody of my own idea of the interpretation of Give It To Me Lance.
Right.
And it had to do with Cobra in a sundress.
Cobra.
Which Danny has on. Almost a moo-moo looking thing. It's a mama bear dress, yeah.
A sundress and pigtails.
And here come the pigtails.
Exactly what each
stop
ooh,
with,
it implied.
Stop with the tins, Grego. It's so cheap.
All right, let's see your name.
All right, so let's see it, Danny, with pigtails and sundress.
And a crown.
And a crown. But he's got nothing. Look, he's not doing anything. Now he's shaking his butt. Now he's doing the Pee Wee Herman. He's got it... He's got it on costume, but you need to rethink that 10 you're about to give him.
Oh, no.
Booed.
Oh, no.
Bra thong.
Oh, no. He is the whitest human being ever.
The Muser's... Oh,
that's
okay.
A real 10, Grego. That's a real 10.
Well, maybe I'm not going to give him a 10, okay? Maybe I rethought it. Maybe I'm going to... You know what? Maybe I'm going to be...
Look at that blood,
honest.
Frito.
Are you?
Maybe.
Oh,
we'll see when it's my turn
all right,
to give my score.
Scores, okay. Please. Rhines?
10. 10.
I thought the guy from the wax sucked. That was really bad. -10. That was terrible.
Grego?
After rethinking this, you know, I decided I'm going to play it right.
Grego?
I gave him a 10.
Yeah.
All right, well, for the fact that he used the tiara and the wand from the black guy, I made it a -5. It
there
wasn't
you
even
go.
His prop.
Yeah, he had nothing. Yeah. All right, so with that, who wins,
the
Seth?
Winner should be the P1 whack guy.
Thank you.
No, that ain't
the Musers
not.
Won? The Musers win! The Musers win!
Okay, I'd like
we to... We won gold.
I would like to file a protest.
Way to go. What? You had two guys voting tens. Jeff, representing the Musers, has won the gold medal, ladies and gentlemen.
Boy, look at the crowd here. Nobody is satisfied.
Let's hear it for Jeff.
Oh, nobody likes this.
He's got fans. Way to go, Jeff. He is raking it in. He's raking in gold right now here at Cape Buffalo. All right, there we go. There's your interpretive Lance dance. Up next, it's the ticket pie munch. Let's all look forward to that.